At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What up, Philly? What up, y'all? Man, I can't be up here without the greatness of others. And as you can see, man, look at and everybody, this team, this organization, I've been so thankful to have been able to play and grow up really here, pretty much here half my life. Only problem I have is that it's over. This season is over, and we're getting ready for the next one.
The Eagles are. Brandon Graham, well, he's getting ready for a different part of life. Retired yesterday officially, and today we honor Brandon Graham on the Midday Show. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Brandon Graham, what's his legacy to you? To me, he is, and I'll frame it this way, he had the greatest career of any Eagle ever. Doesn't mean he was the best player, but when you add his career together, 15 years, three trips to the Super Bowl, two rings, to go out on top the way he did, I say he has the greatest career of any Eagle ever. Span all the different coaches and eras and everything. I mean, he watched Howie go from not in charge to in charge to in the closet to back out.
In the closet is great.
He was stuffed in the closet by Chip Kelly. He saw it all. What a great career for Brandon Graham. All right, Hugh. So we all said earlier in the show that Brandon Graham is now on our Eagles Mount Rushmore. So now we have to unveil them. You can't say a Mount Rushmore without saying all the names. Hugh Douglas, your updated Eagles Mount Rushmore goes as how?
I can't remember exactly who was on my Mount Rushmore, but I know that there was some heavy debate about it a few months ago when we were here. I want to be consistent, but you know, sometimes it's kind of hard because we do so
we
much.
We did win another Super Bowl since then, so yeah. It's allowed to have changed
it
since.
It does
well,
change,
but you know, like there's been a whole lot of discussion about whether or not Peanut Butter Week happened a while ago. Or,
it's not up for debate.
But actually, today is day three of
Peanut Butter Week.
Well, you know, I'm just trying to be clear and concise.
Oh, you don't want to be like
I want to be linear. I'm just saying. I'm not, you know.
Well, always clear and concise.
I'm not, I got to remember we're at work now, and I got to be careful.
You say it as if you just got here.
No, but I'm just saying I get comfortable. But I'm not trying to talk bad about one of my coworkers.
Okay.
Okay. Just let me get to my Mount Rushmore.
Not in this segment, at least. Yeah.
Yeah, not in this one. Okay. Reggie White.
Okay.
Chuck Bednarik. Brian Dawkins. And Brandon Graham.
Chuck, Reggie, Doc, Graham.
Yeah, I think the guy that I took off is... I think Jason Kelce was on mine at one point.
So you know what's interesting about yours? You spanned a lot of... You kind of started... Like, the start to finish is... I'm going to guess... I haven't heard Kyle's full one yet. I'm going to give mine. I'm going to guess your shoe is the one that spans the most time of the Eagles, right? You started at Chuck, and you ended at Brandon Graham. So you kind of covered
every
all your
era,
bases there.
Yeah.
All right, so I like yours. Now, I think the Kelce one's going to be a challenge because he, for a lot of people, he just went on last year. Does he get bumped off for BG now? Actually, on mine, I have both of them. So my Mount
Don't
Rushmore.
Don't do it, Joe. You're about to do something crazy, ain't you?
But that's up to you to decide. I'm just going to tell you my Mount Rushmore, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to go with Brian Dawkins.
Okay.
Because I believe Doc, like the way people feel about, and he was your teammate, you and your friend, but the way people feel about Kelce and Brandon now, that was Doc then, right? He was the one that everyone loved, and he was an incredible football player. So
yeah, only one caveat.
Whatever the caveat is, he's a Hall of Famer.
Well, no. Let me stop talking over your Mount Rushmore.
Right.
Let me be more considerate.
So here's what I mean.
Wait till you get the mine.
Here's what I struggled with.
What's that?
I struggled with how much I should weigh Super Bowls versus not Super Bowls because they're like Brian Dawkins doesn't have a Super Bowl.
He didn't win one.
But he's a great all-time great player, not just Eagle, right? He's a Hall of Fame player.
Well, the information has changed over the years.
But I kept Dawkins. Dawkins is on and he's not off. Okay, he's on my list. I also kept Jason Kelce on because I believe he checked a lot of boxes with winning and he's an all-time great player. He'll be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame one day too. I do have Brandon Graham now on the Mount Rushmore. I believe what I said a half hour ago holds true for this. If you had the greatest career in a uniform, you have to be on the Mount Rushmore. So I put him in. And then people might not like this. I don't care. I'm not moving him off. Nick Foles is on my Mount Rushmore. He was the first to do something this franchise never had done before. He won Super Bowl MVP in their first Super Bowl. So the way my Mount Rushmore is Dawkins, Foles, Kelce, BG.
Dawkins, Foles,
Kelce, BG.
I have no problem with that.
The reason I don't have Reggie on, and I understand Reggie's the best player of all these players. Like that, we all know that. To me, Reggie's best moment was a Packer.
I get that.
He won with the Packers, not here. And I'm not saying it was his fault. There was the whole thing with not paying him, and he went to Green Bay. I don't know. I just, like, when I picture Reggie...
There's no signature Eagles moment with Reggie White.
Are you kidding me?
I remember holding up the Lombardi in a Packers uniform.
Well, I guess because you're looking at it from the perspective of what did they win.
Mm-hmm.
Reggie White and Jerome Brown. Like, every time I see Reggie... In my mind, I see him and Jerome. I see them as a pair.
You picture them, yeah.
Yeah, because they were what everybody who wanted to play on the D-line wanted to be. It was like I grew up a John Randall fan, you know, because that was the body type, similar body types. Dude was wild. But it was just John Randall. And then you had Chris Dolman for the most part. Like, they were together. But Reggie and Jerome,
yeah, they were great.
They wreaked havoc. They put fear in quarterbacks. And every time I think of the Philadelphia Eagles, and I think about that era, even though they didn't win anything, because I know that's what you know. We've switched now, and I respect it. Now everything is about winning.
Mm-hmm. City of champions now.
Yeah, it's the city of champions, and I get that.
Multiple rings.
But when you talk about the embodiment of Philadelphia and the epitome of like the attitude era, to me, that's that group. That's Seth. That's those guys. Muddy Waters. Those guys played with an attitude. And I could sit to this day and listen to stories being told about Randall and that defense, Buddy Ball, and all that other stuff, because to me, that embodies Philadelphia. Now, I get the fact that winning championships, that's something we haven't done in a long time, that trumps a lot of things that people like to see. But, man, when you talk about the attitude, gritty era, and some of the just personal stories I used to hear about Jerome and how wild he was, that's what I think about when I think of Philly.
Yeah, and I look, it's changed. Mine is weighted way more to the last 8 years than the whole history of the franchise. But they've won. They've been to three Super Bowls the last 8 years. They've won two of them. So that's why those guys are represented. So mine is Dawkins, Foles, Kelce, BG. Kyle, your Eagles, Mount Rushmore.
So different age brackets here.
Sure.
We are currently in the singular best era of Eagles football.
Without a doubt.
So mine has even changed from a few months ago, before we had ring number two. And I don't have any personal memories of Reggie White, so that could be a part of the reason why he's not on mine. But again, like, if I were to turn on NFL Network and they're showing NFL film stuff, and like, and Reggie White's time comes up,
they're going to show the Packers.
Like you
uniform.
Said, it's him winning a Super Bowl trophy with the Green Bay Packers. So I don't think he has a signature Eagles moment for me, or one that like stands out that locks in Reggie White to the Eagles Mount Rushmore for me. Brian Dawkins obviously is like one of my favorite players of all time, like in general, transcending sports, all of that stuff. Brian Dawkins is on the Mount Rushmore. I did have Jason Kelce on there. But
you kept him. You got BG now.
No, I did not keep Jason Kelce.
You had him on.
Somebody on the Eagles offensive line is now a two-time Super Bowl champion, and he's probably, if I'm being completely honest, a better player, and that's Lane Johnson.
Wow.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That's strong,
Kyle. You know, this is the first time Lane is starting to come up in these conversations. And then this morning he did speak because he had that new restructured deal. He could be around for three more years. You know, if you look at the games played, if Lane plays out this contract and stays healthy, he could challenge BG for the most games played here.
Yep. So I have Lane on. Brandon Graham is on. As I made the case earlier, I think you could argue that he is the single greatest Eagle in totality of his career of all time.
So you have one spot left.
I have one spot left that I think should have been held by who was the greatest quarterback in Eagles history, and that was Donovan McNabb. McNabb's off.
It's Jalen.
Jalen Hurts is on there now.
All right, so
I don't know what's funny. No, He's been to two Super Bowls.
I don't think it's funny.
He won a ring, and if we're comparing him to the other guy that won a Super Bowl here in Philadelphia, Hurts has probably had a better like total Eagles career than Nick Foles.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's probably started more games now at this point.
He didn't puke in the Super Bowl.
For sure.
I like when it gets personal.
These are facts. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. But it just adds a certain touch.
And you've never said that before.
All right. So here's my thing. You did say that.
I said that I was out of pocket.
We have records.
I was being pressured at that point. I had just got here.
Oh, stop.
And I was being pressured.
That
to make
was all you. Stop. Blaming everybody else. Excuse maker Douglas has arrived. All right, 215-592-9494. I don't mind the Hurts inclusion. I just felt it was early. Now, look, he's already been at two Super Bowls and won one, right? Like, so he's already accomplished something. Most quarterbacks here, I mean, actually, no one's ever gone to two besides him. And he won one, which only him and Foles have done. So I'm not mad at Kyle for putting him on. I guess I wasn't ready yet.
He wasn't ready.
I wasn't ready. It's 5 years. It's just 5 years. Now, he's likely headed there. If he gets to another one or wins another one, he's a lock to be on this thing. I mean, heck, he might be a Pro Football Hall of Famer if he does that. I wasn't ready to do it. Dawkins, Foles, Kelce, BG for me. Is Brandon Graham now on your Eagles Mount Rushmore? 215-592-9494. I think it's interesting all three of us put BG there today, without question. Maybe we're just caught up in the moment. Maybe it was the speech yesterday. Or maybe it's just the fact that he played 15 years here.
I've always admired the fact that BG has been able to play at a high level for as long as he has. And for me, the reason why I feel the way I do, because I'm eerily familiar with the position that he plays. And I remember, like, yesterday, what it felt like when my body started to break down. And I was trying to fight it off and trying to steal those last couple years.
Does she do anything for us?
And for him to, again, and I'm not saying anything that I haven't said to him. Like, dog, you're still playing at a high level at 30-something years old. You're still running with the young dogs,
yep.
The young pups. And you're your contribution is impactful. The night that he got hurt, the first time, I was like, damn. You know, and if I'm being honest, there's a little bit of jealousy there, too, because you're looking at it and you're like, damn, that cat.
Are you going to be all right over there? What are you doing?
I'm getting too comfortable. But
why has Asai Reddick been on four of the freaking football teams?
Joe, I can't explain to you what it's like to see somebody at 37 years old getting after the quarterback the way that he was in that game. And he got hurt. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, and then you get to thinking as an old guy, be like, damn, maybe if I'd have put that tequila bottle down back in 1998.
Why, you reflecting?
I mean, you just do that because you're trying to figure out. And again, I've talked to BG about the different time they take care of the players way better than they did when I was playing. But man, when you look at that and you think about what would have happened if you didn't have to practice as much, or if it was a little bit lighter, how long you could have played, and you had all the kind of nutrition and the stuff that they have now, you're like, it's only natural. Because you'd be like, damn, how long could I have played if we'd have practiced like this? You know, Harold used to do it when we were at practice. Harold would talk about how when they practiced, they did three-a-days and stuff like that. Yep. So you reflect a little bit. But, yeah, what he did, man, and did at a high level for as long as he did it, that's phenomenal. That's very impressive
to me. Well, it was amazing. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to the retirement of Brandon Graham. And is he on – what's your Eagles Mount Rushmore? Like, your updated Eagles Mount Rushmore. Kyle makes a good point. When they win the Super Bowl for a second time, you can re-etch that thing. It changes here. This hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance from your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car 94 only at Sunoco. Dave in Newark's up. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, Dave. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to say, you know, a thank you to BG. I guess ever since maybe the year before the first Super Bowl, he's been my favorite Eagle. I base my jersey selection for each game based on the severity of the game. Every big game, I wear my BG jersey. I have a million pictures in it. I just want to say thank you to the guy, because not only is he an inspiration on the field, but in life, he's an inspiration. I mean, listening to his speech yesterday, I was in my office, like, choked up. It makes you want to be a better man, a better husband, a better father. It was great. I love him.
You was crying, dog.
Dave, I was choked up. I wasn't crying. I wasn't crying, Hugh. I was choked up. It's a difference, brother.
It's okay to cry, Dave.
No, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Judgment-free zone here. You
ain't nothing wrong with that, man.
But I have a little beef with the Mount Rushmore thing.
Okay.
So I think there needs to be two definitive Mount Rushmores: your personal impact Mount Rushmore and a team impact Mount Rushmore. Because personally, the Eagle that made me want to play football and love the Eagles is Randall. He's on my Mount Rushmore. He was the face of the team when I was a kid. Like, I don't know why nobody's saying Randall. That boggles my mind. He was a great Eagle. I know he didn't win anything, but, like, he made the country fall in love with the Eagles at one point.
Well, and you know what he was, Dave? He was ahead of his time. Like, I think if you put Randall in today's game with the coaching and the way, like, coaches know how to use mobile quarterbacks now and how to develop mobile quarterbacks. And, like, look at Lamar, right? Lamar came in the league and he was kind of a project, and then he's become a multiple-time MVP. I think if you put Randall in today's game, people would appreciate what he was able to do. Back then it was like, wow, he's awesome, but, you know, he's got these deficiencies. They didn't know how to coach him then. I always thought that.
Right. And then Nick Foles, he's on my franchise impact Mount Rushmore, but he's not on my personal. My personal is BG, Randall, Doc, and Reggie White. And Reggie White because he made me want to play defense when I played football.
Well, he did that for a lot of people, and he was a great player. Dave appreciates the phone call. So Dave's throwing out the idea of two Mount Rushmores. I mean, that's a lot of Mount Rushmores. I mean, your personal one is
not how it works.
It's your Mount Rushmore. That's okay. You can put whoever you want on your Mount Rushmore. Now, we may disagree, we may agree, but you can put whoever you want in there. I think that this is the thing about Brandon Graham here that I think everyone came to really appreciate. He persevered. Like, this thing looked like it was going off the rails his first two or three years. He just did not look like he was going to end up being worthy of that pick, especially when you look in that draft and who they could have had. I mean, it was talked about on the station all the time back then. They passed on Earl Thomas. And then you look up, Hugh, Earl Thomas has been out of the league for years. Now, he was good, right?
Yeah, he played when he was on fire. He was on fire.
But then he's been gone for a long time. And meanwhile, BG's still helped him win.
It's the longevity thing, yeah. Man. I mean, if we're being honest about it, it's the longevity. And that's why, for me, it carries as much weight as it does. Because, like I said, I played the position. I know the type of toll it takes on your body. You know, BG ain't the biggest guy out there, you know. And for him to play the game the way that he plays it against those guys, I commend him and I applaud him for that. Because we had similar styles. Like, he likes to play physical. He likes to use his speed and mix it up a little bit. But that's why, for me, I feel like it's phenomenal. Because my body hurts to this day thinking about some of the stuff that I had to do to move those big-ass dudes around. And for him to do that for five more years than I was able to do it, that to me is incredible. And it's a testament to how hard that he worked to stay in shape when his body broke down, how hard he worked to get himself back into shape and just persevere, like you said, through everything. That's not easy to do, man. That's why when I look at him, I'm just like, damn, he's a unicorn. He's a unicorn.
Well, one of the things I think that's, to your point on that, to persevere, to play that long, I mean, Hugh, of all the different like parts of Brandon Graham's story, the one that I think might be one of the most underrated was this past season. Remember when the year started and we were kidding around about his retirement tour? Mm-hmm. Then week one rolled around. I think he played the most snaps out of any edge rusher. Right? Yeah. Like, Vic Fangio looked at him and said, like, nah, I need you. You're still my best guy. And until he got hurt against the Rams, I thought he was their best edge rusher this season. Now, Nolan Smith, you know, came on at the end, but I thought their best edge rusher this season was Brandon Graham in his last season, in his 15th year in the NFL. I mean, Hugh, you're talking about your career. In your last season, you were a role player, but you weren't the best edge rusher on the team your last year. The fact that Brandon was and then got hurt and then came back is wild.
Yeah, yeah, and I look at that, man, I'm like, and I tell him, like, dude, you have the career, and I'm going to say it as every time we talk about it. You had a career that most people would die to have. They give up the firstborn to have the career that you had. Three Super Bowl appearances, two Super Bowl wins, and 15 years. Like, 15 years. And I was telling him, like, when I was talking to another day, I said, hey, man, make sure when you retire, you get that retirement check from the NFL. I'm kind of telling him how to navigate this thing now. And you know, sign up for your line of duty. Get all the benefits that you paid into your 401k immediately, bro. I mean, he's going to be fine. We know that. But he's on the other side now. And like I told him, I said, you're going to enjoy it. It's different. You're going to always get that itch on Sunday. But it's a little different now. Now you get to spend more time with the kids and sit down and talk about football with them a little bit more. So, yes, it's some pros and cons to it. But you're definitely going to miss it. And the thing that he talked about yesterday, and I heard G. Cobb talking about it this morning, is the biggest thing that you miss is the camaraderie. You miss the brotherhood. And it was pretty cool to see all the cats that came out yesterday to you know, seam off and all the other good stuff, man. I mean, that's what we have. It's like the cats that I play with. You know, I get to see Ike and Richie every day, but get to see Doc when he coming around. His golf tournament is coming around real soon. Yep. Get to see Trot when I see him. And it's a bond, man, that you have with these cats, man. It's never going to go away.
Well, you know, you're talking about the bond and, like, groups that play together. It's pretty amazing. So the Phillies had this similar thing, right, with Rollins and Utley and Howard and Hamels, right, coming in around the same time. And it led a run they had.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles had a very similar thing, like four players drafted very close to each other in terms of years that were the pillars of the best run this franchise has had over the last 15 years. I mean, you think about it. They drafted BG in 10. They drafted Kelsey in 11. They drafted Fletcher in 12. And they drafted Lane Johnson in 13. And, like, you can't have four better draft picks in 4 years than that. 215-592-9494. We got a lot to do in the show today. Elliot's going to join us a little bit later on. He has a new Eagles, Mount Rushmore. What's yours? Is Brandon Graham now on your Eagles, Mount Rushmore? Yes or no? After the yesterday with the retirement speech, do you put Brandon Graham up there as one of your four best Eagles of all time? 215-592-9494. And what's your message to BG? If you could give a message to Brandon Graham, what would you say to him as he departs, as he says goodbye to the NFL here. 215-592-9494. Plus, we have to get to a massive what-if involving Brandon Graham, because there was a lot of different parts of his career, but a what-if that doesn't get talked about a lot that would have changed the trajectory of the Eagles franchise. We'll get to that coming up. It is the Midday Show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Let me tell you about the Mattress Warehouse. Right now, you can save up to 60% during the Mattress Warehouse's semi-annual warehouse clearance event. So this is what's going on. Mattress Warehouse is making way for the New Year's models, which means you get to save on their closeouts from leading brands like Sealy and Beautyrest. You can save $500 on select Serta mattresses, plus get a free adjustable base with purchase. Let me tell y'all right now, that adjustable base bed, that is a game changer. You could put the bed in all kind of little, you know, different positions. You know, you can put it in the cradle position. They had some called like zero gravity. You know, if you're like with your significant other or anything like that, that zero gravity could probably pay huge dividends for you, if you know what I'm talking about. 0% financing is available, and you always rest assured with Mattress Warehouse 1-year price guarantee. Not sure which mattress is right for you? Let Bed Match take the guesswork out of mattress shopping. They have this exclusive Bed Match technology that will find the perfect mattress for you. Don't wait. Do what I did. Find your perfect night's sleep today at the Mattress Warehouse. Make sure you get that adjustable base, too. Shop the entire selection and find the location nearest you at themattresswarehouse.com. That's themattresswarehouse.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.